It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah.
Have you ever heard this song?
I haven't heard any of these songs.
This is the most downloaded song ever. In the world. Got me feeling some kind
of way. Make me want to savor every moment slowly. I've never heard it.
You have.
I'm telling you.
I sat yesterday.
Yeah.
And watched Les Shapiro.
Yeah.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
On the television when this song came up. He started dancing to it because he knew the song.
Who is it?
Luis Fonsi.
Nope.
And
somebody English?
No. Oh,
Daddy
don't tell
Yankee.
Me Daddy. Gah, Daddy Yankee.
Daddy Yankee?
This is called Despacito?
Yes, with Justin Bieber.
With Justin
Bieber.
Oh, you've heard of him, have you?
I've heard of Justin Bieber. I know him. Average to above average basketball player for a white guy.
Okay, so this is now the song that is played in every single bar around the world.
Okay.
I'm serious. The most downloaded.
It's played in every single bar around the world.
Yeah, I would say, well,
not the bars I go to.
Yeah. Well, you're just not listening. I bet if you listen, you're going to hear it everywhere. Despacito.
Okay, I'll listen. I just don't go to those kinds of bars that would play that kind of music. Bad music.
It's not.
My bars play good music.
Did you just call the song that's the number one downloaded song? Number one downloaded song ever in the history of the internet.
I don't understand why. There's nothing special about that song. Why would it be the number one ever played in every bar across the world? I'm sure that they're probably playing that song right now in Moscow. Definitely
are playing that in Moscow.
Oh, sure. Probably somewhere in Norwegian.
Norway?
Whatever.
Okay. Norwegian's a person.
Somewhere in
Norway's a country.
Somewhere in Israel, probably. Every bar in Israel's playing that song.
Oh, sure.
I've never heard the song. I know who Justin Bieber is, but I don't understand why there's nothing special about it.
Despacito. Daddy Yankee, man.
I don't know what that means.
That hurts. Daddy Yankee is a rapper.
Okay. But I'm not a big rap fan.
I'm just.
So I have no idea who Daddy Yankee is.
For me, it's like, even if you are not, and I realize that you are not into Latino, this is called Tropical style, all right? I understand.
It had to get its own style?
Well, it has its own style.
It sounds like all the other stuff. How does it make it different? This is what kills me. It's like electronic music. Like, it all sounds exactly the same to me, and yet for some reason, this slight subtle difference that only, like, you and dogs can hear. Understand what makes it something.
Well, me and dogs
else.
Have a better sense of music than you do, apparently.
Fair enough.
But what I'm just telling you is that this is a very popular song.
I'm not arguing. I just don't understand why.
But Daddy Yankee is like one of it would be like, okay, name me a blues guy.
A blues guy.
Yes.
B.B. King.
Exactly. Name me a rock guy.
A guy from rock and roll.
Yeah.
Like a band.
Doesn't matter.
Van Halen.
Okay, perfect.
David Lee Roth.
All right, yes. Name a classical guy for me.
Beethoven.
All right, name somebody from Tropical. It would be Daddy Yankee.
Okay.
So it's like...
Yeah, but...
So it'd be me like who's Beethoven?
Blues and rock and classical have been around for decades, if not hundreds of years when it comes to classic.
Daddy
Tropical,
Yankee...
It's been I've never long, heard of it.
At least 30 or 40 years. Celia Cruz?
Nope.
Celia
Why
Cruz?
Why wouldn't you just call... Who is Celia Cruz?
That, like, in my heart right there.
Carmen Miranda.
Okay, I'll
is
give
that
you
tropical.
But
what makes it tropical?
It's like reggaeton, or salsa, or merengue, or cumbia, which is slower reggaeton.
Ridiculous.
Slower merengue.
Why can't
actually.
You just call it what it is? It's Latin music. Why does it have to have a special?
Because mariachi is Latin music, and
yeah?
banda is Latin music, and those
okay.
don't sound. Those two things do not sound anything near anything. Tropical.
But what makes it tropical? Is it because it was from the tropics? Is it because
yeah,
it's
sort,
slow
of, sort of like
and...
it's like Latin Caribbean.
Okay.
So like Aruba, Trinidad and Tobago, Cuba, Dominican
so the
Republic.
Beach Boys were singing tropical.
No, they were singing. They were singing surf music.
Kokomo. Kokomo's not surf music.
Kokomo's sweet, sugary pop, baby. There's not anything Latin about Kokomo.
Well, they were saying all of the places you were just saying.
Well,
Aruba, Montego, hey, yeah, I wanna
simply
move.
Because they're islands doesn't mean all of a sudden it becomes part of a genre of music.
Then I don't understand what makes it a genre of music. Is it from the islands?
Yeah. And like, the coasts of like South America.
Who was Ruby Cruz? Sarah Cruz.
Celia Cruz was a salsa singer from Cuba. Probably the most famous Latina artist ever.
I said Carmen Miranda.
No.
Uh-huh.
She was a dancer.
She sang.
Yes, she did sing. Celia Cruz. She sold Pepsis in the United States.
I'm telling you. You go down to the 16th Street Mall and you say, hey, how about that new Celia Cruz album? They'll be like, I don't know
who that
is.
She's been dead for about
five or six years. Right, right, right. I know. So is Carmen Miranda. But they'll be like, I don't know who that is. You're like, hey, how about that new Carmen Miranda album? They're like, oh, my God, is she still alive?
She still have that fruit on her head? Because she had fruit on her head. She had fruit on her head.
She had very, very popular songs.
I don't know what to tell you about Celia Cruz, man.
Name it. Listen, I'm against the stacked deck, I'm sure. But I could guarantee you that 90% of our listeners don't know who Celia Cruz is.
It's, you know, I'm stuck in the middle because this is how my wife would be with, like, I'm trying to think someone who would be, she knows ABBA.
Everybody knows ABBA.
Everybody knows ABBA.
They're a worldwide phenomenon. ABBA's awesome.
Celia Cruz is big, man. I mean, really, really big.
Well, she was in Cuba. So she probably didn't get a lot of opportunities to perform here.
She did. She got out. She kind of got out. She got out before the revolution. She was touring a lot.
Okay. Yeah, still don't know her.
Wow, man. Wow. That's a big one. Like, to me, that's a big one. That would be like, I mean, who's a group that's been an American group that's been around for a long time? But like Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. My wife does not have any clue who Joan Jett and the Blackhearts
are. See, but that's okay, because she didn't grow up with it, and therefore I wouldn't expect her to know Joan Jett and the history of Joan Jett and the Runaways and all of that great stuff.
Or maybe like, I'm trying to think of someone, it's even bigger, like the Police.
Elton John?
Like maybe not knowing who Elton John is.
That'd be pretty big, because Elton John's, you know, he's from England.
Yeah, never heard of him.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, maybe not as big as him, but maybe like Prince? Like, not knowing who Prince is. Have no concept of Prince.
Okay. Okay, I mean...
That's how you are with Celia Cruz.
So Celia Cruz was, like, Cuba's Prince.
I mean, if you don't count Desi Arnaz, who was Cuban-American, she's probably the biggest musician ever to come out of Cuba, I would say, by far. By far.
Yeah, don't know. I don't know her or Big Daddy Kane. Or big, what's his daddy?
Daddy Yankee.
Don't know him either. Never heard.
Okay.
Is he dead too?
No, he's alive.
Okay. And they sang is that. Is
Despacito.
That what, so it's Bad Daddy. Daddy Yankee. He's Daddy Yankee and Justin Bieber singing.
And Luis Fonsi.
Don't know. So it's those three people singing Despacito.
Despacito. Yes.
What's that mean?
Despacito. Slower. A little slower.
Despacito means go a little slower.
Yep.
Okay.
Because Despacio is like, so when we're walking, I know this only because when my wife and I are walking, she walks very slow, and she's always like, más despacio. I'm just like, okay, fine. And it's despacito, so the ito at the end means it's little.
A little slower.
A little slower.
Okay.
Despacito.
You know, it probably is only downloaded so many times because people love Justin Bieber for some reason.
I haven't heard Justin Bieber yet.
I thought he was singing at the very beginning.
He may have been singing at the very beginning.
Despacito. Nope, never heard of it. Have no idea.
You have now.
Well, now I have.
Wow. I mean, that's listen, that's an interesting hole, man. I mean, like, everybody has holes in their pop culture.
Yeah. My pop culture is more or less out of date. I don't really keep up with current music.
This
anymore.
Is by far the number one hit in the world.
In the world? Come on, man. Like, the French hate everything that's not French.
Well, I think Darren might be right.
I mean, normally, hey, listen, normally okay. You should be very wary of any facts that come out of my mouth. But every once in a while,
okay,
like a blind squirrel in an acorn, like a broken clock, I'm right every once in a while.
I don't understand why this is the number one song in the world. This is crazy. I mean, it's no Dancing on the Ceiling.
Despacio becomes the most streamed song of all time with 4.6 billion plays.
Jeez. I don't get it. See, this is the moment when I realize I'm just old now. I don't hate this music. I just don't understand why it's the most popular song in the world. I don't
because
understand.
This is Bieber? Like this is Bieber, and this is how girls like to dance, like at this pace.
Because okay.
She can shake your hips, and your hips don't lie. If Shakira hasn't taught us anything, it's that the hips do not lie. Thank you,
it's
Shakira.
Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.